beautiful teaching, a reminder of Jewish law, of God's law, that never goes away. To love God with all one's strength is a added phrase, not in this particular reading of Matthew. One's heart, kind of the emotional platform that we all have for selecting things very important to us or not very important. With all your soul, at the deeper level of who we are as a person, that spiritual level that has the deepest connection to God the Father, to God the Son, to Mary and the saints, and with all your mind, meaning how do we nourish our mind so that we know a little more about God and his admirable gifts to us, so we are growing in that way. And I'm not sure, probably Luke adds strength. Really today we notice that people have to be strong in order to follow through on what they want to do. If they're not in shape, if their diet is so soft and fluffy that it just doesn't give them that extra focus and energy with their life, it's hard to follow through and love in difficult situations. That's becoming very important. I know in the men's movements today, which are growing up all over the church beautifully, we have a beautiful men's movement developing here at our church every second Monday, Mission of the Family. Into the Breach, Mission of the Family. Stand up and be strong for your family. It's a wonderful developing group. All these things are very important that we can then bring the best energy we have, emotional energy, where our spirit is, where our mind is working and developing, and where our strength can help us follow through with some of the more difficult challenges we have. A body actually helps us follow through on some of the things that the mind decides, the spirit moves us to, and the emotions connect us to. So to be at our best, this law of God, this kind of law is a framework that points us forward. Just as marriage vows, I will love you, sickness and death, till death do us part, sickness and health, I'll be there for you. That kind of law of the vow that a person puts themselves forward to, that doesn't accomplish the law of love. That doesn't accomplish the loving. This law, as beautiful as it is, had to be repeated 5, 6, 7 times a day by good Jewish folks. I remember an old movie, I think it was Ben-Hur, Charlton Heston, great big strong man, sold into slavery, Jewish fellow, rescues, and when the boat falls apart, he rescues the captain of the boat who was a Roman soldier. So then he's saved his life, and therefore he begins to emerge from the slavery level on a galley ship and becomes a person of note, but leaves all that, returns to his homeland in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem, in search of his mother and sister and other things. Of course, there's a big chariot race that kind of a little bit of a distraction, but people remember the chariot race in that film. But Charlton Heston is concerned because he's heard that the Romans had not provided adequately, and his mother and his sister are not doing well. In fact, there's developed some leprosy. And he decides, though, he's going to find them. And he leaves his house, but as he leaves his house, he stops. Why? Because of law. 6-7 times a day, the good Jewish man, woman, child, is to repeat this law of love, to give a direction to the energy with which a person was to love. And there was a little box on the door frame, and inside the box there's a little paper scroll, and on the scroll there is written, "You shall love the Lord your God with your heart and soul and your mind. And you're to, when you rise and from sleep, when you walk in the field, you're to be teaching your son, your daughter, these essential laws of love. To make it easier for them to know how to direct their life. We see so many young people today, they don't know what's really important in life. And they really get lost. And maybe some group, some gang or something begins to give them some meaning. Because they're empty. They're empty of the direction for their life. So dads, fathers, so important that we take the law of love, find out exactly what's very important to our youngsters in our homes and our grandkids, and give them direction for small things. Let them delight, for example, in doing a job well, and congratulate them on that. St. Augustine tells us, what you have delight in, you really love. So let them love doing a job well. Let them love being courteous to an older generation. Let them give a little of their spare time, not to some entertainment pursuit, but to somebody else, some other small need. Small needs are fine. Doesn't have to be great needs. Dads in particular, spiritual heads of the home, dads in particular, are to look for opportunities to witness, to give example to the little loves in life, to the little delights in life that establish habits of love, of courtesy, of good work, of caring for others, of being attentive to the needs, yes, of the poor. These things are picked up by osmosis, mostly, by imitation. Just in the first reading here, St. Paul is saying to the folks in Thessalonica, everybody's hearing about you in Macedonia, Archaea, other places. They're hearing about you, how faithful you are. In other words, you're darn good lovers of God and of each other and of the needy. And they're hearing about you. All sainthood is passed on almost by imitation. Imitate St. Francis. Imitate Thomas More in standing up with courage and standing up with the defense of good conscience decision. What does your conscience say kind of thing? For example, you show that film, Man for All Seasons, all about deciding because what your conscience tells you is best. And we sit down there with 13, 14, and 16-year-olds with that film. These are ways that we channel. They don't produce the love. They channel the efforts so that love is more possible, that our young people will delight in the very best things of life, to delight in it. Not delight just in more entertainment or more distractions or one more entertainment to fill a corner of a day. A balanced entertainment, very helpful. And so the balance that a dad brings to the formation in the home is, the example he gives is so important, as everybody else in the home does as well, the older kids and the younger kids, so that our families really thrive. You really see love in this family. It just bursts out of the family. You just walk, they walk down the street and you can tell. There's love in that family. It comes out in that family. And so we pray for that today. We pray that we can take this law, maybe recite it indeed 4, 5, 6 times a day. Have it a channel for our energy, for the energy of our mind and our soul and our emotions and our strength. With God's help, with God's grace, to make it possible.